Athabasca, owners of derelict and unoccupied properties are going to be on the hook for double the property tax after bylaw 004-2023 passed during the April 4th Town of Athabasca Council meeting. It took councillors just 2 minutes to unanimously pass final reading of bylaw 004-2023, the property assessment subclass bylaw. First discussed during the February 7th meeting with the town's assessor, the bylaw allows the municipality to apply a subclass to properties that are derelict and unoccupied. This subclass would only apply come tax season, and under the bylaw's current iteration, it would double the property tax paid on that lot. This gives us another tool in the toolbox to maintain the standard here, and if they're not being taken care of, well, now we have a bylaw for that, said Cown. Ida Edwards. After the February 7th meeting, councillors asked administration to gather further information on what the subclasses would look like. CFO Jeff Daly brought back some numbers to the February 21st meeting, where he provided a range of options, with the lowest being the 2x multiplier that councillors decided to go with. Property taxes are 8.94% this year, so under the bylaw, owners of these properties would be subject to a 17.88% tax. For example, if the property was assessed at $108,550, then the tax would cost them $1.918.21, according to documents presented by Daly at the February 21st meeting. We have no idea how effective this is going to be, but I guess we're going to find out, concluded Mayor Rob Belay, before calling the final vote on the bylaw. Tax incentive bylaw. Councillors also gave bylaw 005-2023 its second and third readings, with both passing 7-0. The edict will reward commercial property owners that have increased the assessment value of their property by at least $250,000 with tax breaks. These breaks will also apply to anybody that has built a new commercial property that is assessed at $250,000 or more. Initially brought forward February 21 by Sao Rachel Rami via request for decision, RFD, that recommended councillors direct administration to draft a non-residential, municipal, tax incentive bylaw. Cown. Sarah Grayling was a champion for the bylaw throughout discussions, taking some of her inspiration from a similar bylaw passed by Minburn County. The main goal is to encourage new commercial growth within the community, said Grayling. They, the new bylaws, are methods to incentivize sustainable development. Under the new bylaw, owners of commercial properties can apply for a sliding scale of tax breaks over a 3-year period after finishing their development. If the increase in value is between $250,000 to $999,999, they'll be eligible for a 75% reduction in the first year, which decreases by 25% each following year. If the assessment increase was more than $1 million, the tax breaks start at 100% in year one, then decreases to 50% 3 years after the expansion was finished. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.